We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. willpledge.org. Now here's your program.
It's 2:49. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Maybe this holiday season you'd consider a trip to the theater. Joining me in the studio this afternoon is Kay Bohannon Holly. Kay Holly is directing the Celebration Company in a production of John Kolvenbach's play Love Song. The play, which has been described as a meditation on love, opens this evening at the Station Theater in Urbana and runs through December 19th. The Station Theater is located at 223 North Broadway in Urbana. You'll find more information about the theater and its current season online at www.stationtheater.com. Kay, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Celeste.
It was a very nice review of a production of Love Song by the Steppenwolf Theater Company that described this play as a meditation on love. How has the playwright handled the topic?
Well, it's really one of the most interesting ways of handling it I've ever seen. The Steppenwolf production was the original production.
The premiere.
And it only recently, I think, been released for amateurs because now people are starting to do it a lot. And it's interesting because it's so funny that you said maybe for the holidays you'll go to the theater. We've got holiday shows galore out there, but our show is just so full of hope and warmth and love. And Kolvenbach deals with love on many different levels. There's family love, there's sibling love, there's friendship, there's married love, and there's lack of love also in the impact that has sometimes on a person's life.
Without revealing too much, would you give us a summary of the plot?
Goodness. Well, I do have to keep certain secrets, but in the plot, it basically focuses on Joan and Bean. Bean is commonly considered the protagonist of the piece, but Bean is a very odd, strange man. He's not at home in the world. I would say eccentric, except it's really probably more of a problem than just eccentric. The play doesn't tell us exactly what Bean's problem is, but he doesn't fit anywhere. He's functional. He works, but he lives alone. He's isolated, uncommunicative, and very, very troubled and alone. His sister loves him, takes care of him to the best, of her ability, but she's busy. She's a career woman. She and her husband are both career people and very busy, and their busy lives have got them caught up, and his isolation has him caught up until
Molly comes along.
Yes, he comes home one night and there is a robber in his apartment where there isn't really anything much to rob, and that brings love into Bean's life, and that love has a healing, transformative power.
It sounds like it's a radiating love.
It certainly is, because it isn't just Bean's life that ends up being affected by the entrance of love into his life. It radiates out to Joan and to her husband, Harry, as well. It's sort of as though love is catching in this play.
So we've got four characters, four actors. Who's cast in these roles?
Well, as Bean, we have Matthew Green. Most recently, he directed our production of Rachel Corey. And we have Katie Baldwin, who is playing Molly. These are both younger actors. We have veterans Joy Hoff Summer and Gary Ambler back on stage playing Joan and Harry. It's a wonderful cast. And I've also been just delighted to have the quality of designers I have for this show. It's a pretty show. And I feel real good about it. I'm very proud of the production.
Yeah. Well, as you alluded to a moment ago, Bean and his sister, Joan, inhabit very different worlds. She's upscale and very busy. He's in a tiny apartment, presumably without much in the way of creature comforts.
Nothing.
How do you handle that on stage?
Well, I assume that the station is a little space, and so I've heard of other theaters who have solved it by having revolving stages, and we've had to make both apartments appear simultaneously in our small space, but I think our designers have done a wonderful job. And between the cleverness of the way the set is built and the gorgeous lighting design that's been done by Darren McCroom, I think we managed to move back and forth fairly seamlessly.
Okay. What's your approach been to this play as a director?
Well, it's been a little while since I direct, a couple years now since I directed, so I sort of had to get back in the saddle. But my approach, if it can be, is always to cast people that are really good, and then my job feels more like a facilitator than a director, really, in some ways. I just try to give them a situation in which they can manifest their own talents and understanding. And when guidance is needed and a vision to hold things together, of course, that's my job. But I feel like a midwife. Is what I feel like.
Well, may you have a beautiful bouncing baby on your hands very soon.
I hope so, too.
Tickets. Can we get tickets ahead of time?
You can always reserve tickets at the theater by calling our number, 384-4000. And we open tonight and run through the 19th.
Okay, very good. Kay Holly is directing the Celebration Company in a production of John Kolvenbach's play, Love Song. The play, which, as I mentioned before, has been described as a meditation on love, opens this evening at the Station Theater in Urbana and runs through December 19th. And you'll find more information about the theater and its current season online at www.stationtheater.com. The theater is located at 223 North Broadway in Urbana. Kay Holly, thank you.
Thank you, Celeste.